I want to welcome everybody to our Wednesday evening Bible study. We are in the book of Genesis and chapter 3. And of course, this is the chapter of the fall of man. And so we want to look at that. We're going to look at it in a lot of detail. We're only going to look at the first 7 verses. And there's hopefully we'll have a lot of discussion about this. So, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. So, the serpent, of course, at this time was not a creeping, crawling animal. It says he was the most cunning. I have read other reports that said it was actually a very beautiful animal. And Satan, of course, took over the serpent, or the serpent allowed Satan to work through him. And it says he was also the most cunning. Well, he got that from Satan himself. And he says to the woman, did God say, or some translations say, did God really say, you can't eat from any tree in the garden? Well, see, Satan knew what was going on. He knew what God had told Adam, because Satan and demons can hear what we say. Can't read our minds, but they can hear what we say. So he knew exactly what God had told Adam. So he didn't say anything about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil yet, right? He just said, is it true that you can't eat from any tree? He's setting up Eve.
Setting her up, yeah.
Right. So he's lying here. He's trying to deceive her. He's trying to get her all confused. And then in verse 2, it says, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit from the trees in the garden. Like, you know, no, we can eat from any of these trees we want. What is that noise coming up? Is it? Oh, okay. Well, we'll just keep going. It's all right. It says, we can eat from any of the trees that we want to. But then in verse 3, she says, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it, or you will die. Now, God did not say anything to Adam about not touching the tree. Didn't say a word about that. Somehow, when Adam was talking to Eve, she misunderstood him, or he added to the facts and didn't realize he was doing that. But somehow in the communication, they expanded it and said, can't even touch it. But that was not what God had told Eve. And so Satan is going to use this to his benefit. Okay.
Well, can I say something?
Sure. Yes.
Even when we're tempted, that's not a sin.
No.
It's a sin when we act upon the temptation.
Yes, that's correct.
Right?
Yes.
So, yes. I don't know, I was just wondering about this touching. You know, God, you're right, God didn't say that, but...
That was a mistake. It wasn't sinful. It was just a mistake. You know, there
right.
was a province, so
don't you shut that off.
I can't.
Yes.
No. Okay. And then she says, or you will die. Now, some translations say when God was talking to Adam and he tells him, if you eat from this tree, it says, on that day, you will surely die. Some translations say, in the day that you eat of it, you will die. Well, there's a difference there. Because it says, on that day, he's saying, if you eat of it, you're going to die that day. But if he said, in the day that you eat of it, could be talking about a time period. Like, in that day that you eat it, in that time period you eat it. Well, we know he didn't physically die right away. But he said, you will die. Now, Adam would have continued to live had they continued to eat from the tree of life. Mm-hmm. Adam and Eve both would have just continued to live. But after this, they were...
He wouldn't have been in touch with God.
Right. He died spiritually then. He died spiritually that day when he did that. He died spiritually, but he did not die physically. Now, when I say die spiritually, what I mean by that was he was separated from God at that time. I don't know what Adam did in the rest of his life. All right. So we were talking about what was meant by when Eve said, you must not eat it or touch it or you will die. And that dying sort of has a double meaning. It's a physical, eventually, you're going to die. And, of course, in Adam's case, it was over 900 years later. We don't know about Eve. But and then you would die spiritually at that time, or at least be separated from God. And then look what the serpent or Satan said. He said, no, you will not die, the serpent said to the woman. Now, that was a direct, absolute lie, a total lie. Now, at this point in time, right after he said that, before he said the next part, right after he said that, he was probably thinking, now, why would God lie to us for no reason? You know, and she's probably thinking, I don't believe this. But then right after that, he says, in fact, God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So in other words, he's saying God is keeping things from you that you need to know. He is preventing you from becoming equal with him. In other words, God's putting one over on you. And then when he said you will be like God, well, obviously God is majestic. He's awesome. He's all powerful. And he's saying, but you can be that way too. You can be like God. Wouldn't you like to have God's attributes? You know, this is pie in the sky stuff.
Yeah, but he had to put that tree there, first of all, because we already discussed that something had taken place for Satan to have fallen. Okay? Mm-hmm. So in order for us to have a choice, and maybe that's where I was going with this touching it, we have to have free will. He gave us free will.
Right.
After the fall, this was after the fall.
We
didn't have to have free will before the fall.
Right.
Right.
But you have to understand this is what Satan's doing here. This is him, his logic, and he's trying to confuse Eve, and he's trying to let Eve know, hey, God is trying to fool you.
Right.
And the reality was Satan was fooling her. And he's saying, you know, he put that,
right,
you know, this you can eat from that tree and it won't hurt you at all, is what he was saying.
Yes.
And he says, matter of fact, if you do, then you're going to have all this knowledge, all the knowledge that God has. You're going to be like God. I mean, he really, you know, dressed it up.
Yeah. I was just saying there was a purpose for him.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
He had to put it there.
Yes.
So that we had free will and we'd be robots.
Right. Exactly. He had to give us a choice.
But Satan was tricking her. Yeah.
And it's interesting because in verse 6 it says, then the woman saw that the tree was good for food and delightful to look at. Well, when I was studying this, I realized something that I hadn't really thought of before. This tells me that they had stayed away from that tree. They hadn't even been around that tree.
Mm-hmm.
They when he told them that, they thought, man, I'm not getting close to that thing. We got all these other trees. Mm-hmm. We don't have any restrictions whatsoever except that one thing. I'm not getting close to that tree. Because it took them till that point in time to even look at it to see that it had food on it. It had, you know, a lot of people say apple. We don't know what the fruit was. It might have been a fruit that doesn't even exist today. I don't know. But they look at it and they go, wow, look at that. You know, they finally, what happened was after Satan told them that, now they're thinking, let's go over and take a look at that.
Yeah, they had all these other trees.
Yeah, but now they're crossing that line and they're going over there and looking at it and it looks good.
Uh-huh.
It looks delightful to look at. And that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. So that was a lie, that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. It would not make them like God. It would separate them from God. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a song called The End of the Innocents. that was the end of the innocence. Mm. You know, they were innocent up to that time, and then after that, they were not. And so I think, you know, you can think of a lot of different examples like that. Like maybe somebody would tell you, now there's, you're out in the woods or something, and someone says, now there's a path right there. I do not want you to go down that path, mm-hmm. because there are all kinds of evils down there. There might be quicksand, there might be wild animals or something. And then somebody else comes along and says, that's a lie. There's nothing. And so you go over and you start looking, and it mm-hmm. looks beautiful.
That's the temptation.
It looks incredible. And you go, looks all right to me.
Yeah.
And you start down the path, and then
oops,
it's too late. And that's what they did. They went over there. They hadn't even gone close to that tree. And they went over there and started looking at it. And man, did it look good. Now, here comes the key part right here. This is the part that gets misconstrued more than any other. Mm-hmm. It says, so she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Mm. I'll never forget, I was doing a layman's Bible study one time at Cheshire Baptist. And I said, let's just take a little poll here. I said, how many of you know where Adam was when Eve ate the fruit? None of them knew. Nobody raised their hand. I said, can you take a guess? Well, he was there in the garden somewhere. We don't know what he was doing. I said, it says very clearly in the scriptures exactly where he was. Where was he? I said, he was right there with her. He was standing right beside her. And notice here, it says, and he ate, okay? She gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Then it says, then, right after that, then, at that time, the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. So, they both came to the realization that they had done something wrong at the same time. Mm-hmm. But you know, there have been books written about people saying, oh, Adam was such a rebel because Eve ate from the fruit first, and then Adam saw Eve and her fallen condition, and then he had to decide. He knows that Eve's going to get tossed out of the garden, and he has to decide whether to stay with her or stay with God in the garden.
Yeah, well, back in...
That's books have been written about that.
Here, back in chapter 2, it said that the Lord placed the man in the garden, and then blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And he told him, you can freely eat, but if you eat of the good knowledge, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
you will die. So he knew.
Oh, yeah.
He knew before Eve did.
Yeah. Adam, that's what God told Adam. And then Adam told Eve that, and then Eve told the serpent the same thing, but she added touching it. Mm-hmm. And then that's the other thing. I mean, imagine them going over there, and they're looking at this tree, getting close to it for the first time, and maybe when they reach up and touch that fruit, nothing happened.
Hmm.
Because they had believed, you know, the other portion. They believed, oh, if I touch it, I'll die. Well, I touched it, nothing happened. So now it's okay to eat it. See?
Yeah, but why didn't Adam say, look, God told me that we are not to eat off that tree, and so we're not going to do
why
it.
Didn't he? Yeah. Right, that was his problem.
Yes.
That's what God told him later on in the chapter, because you listened to your wife.
That's what she's asking you. Why didn't he?
I'm not Adam. I don't know why didn't he. Well, he should have. Yeah, obviously, he should have.
He should have, because he was already told before he... Before
that was his big sin. That was his big sin. That's what he did.
Yeah.
And so again, but the thing is, they were both, he was right there with her, they both ate, and they both came to that realization at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it says they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. Now, there was just the two of them, and then there was God. So apparently they realized their sin, they felt guilty for the very first time. They knew, they what used to be a completely natural and innocent, you know, they weren't ashamed to be without clothes or anything. All of a sudden, that became shameful. It made them feel uneasy. They did not want God to see them like that. What did they do? They went and hid. Mm-hmm. They hid themselves from the face of God. They didn't want to. They realized that what they had done was wrong, and they were embarrassed, and this was the first time anybody ever felt guilty, you know. So, and then that, of course, has been passed down to all of us. But what I want you to take from this, especially, is don't let anybody tell you that Adam saw Eve in her sinful condition, because he didn't. That they realized that at the same, and then both their eyes were opened. You know, they realized what they had done was wrong. Eve realized that she had been deceived, you know, and then Adam, I mean, when you think about it, Adam, I have more respect for Eve than I do Adam, because at least the Satan went to the trouble to deceive her. All she did to Adam was, here, eat this. Okay. You know, I mean, no, but there may have been a lot of discussion. I don't know. But it just says she gave it to her husband, was with her, and he ate it, you know.
And he should have known better, because he was told before her. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Lord told him personally, he must have told Eve. And somewhere along the line, it also added the touching thing was added in there.
So he really didn't know that he was going to lose his whatever.
Well, he apparently, Eve went to him and said, look, the serpent said that's a lie.
Oh.
You know, the serpent said we can eat from this tree. Really? Yeah, we can eat from this tree. That's what he said.
Well, to 15 through 17.
So, you know, isn't that human nature that you got all these, I don't know how many trees there were in there. They could eat from any of them except that one, you know. And you can probably take a kid, you know, and you can have 15 desserts on that table and say, you can have any of them, but leave that one for grandma or whatever.
Yeah,
don't touch that one. And what's he going to do?
As soon as you leave the room, that'll be the one he touches.
That's the one he's going to get.
Yeah.
You know.
So I have a question.
Yes.
If they were together and he ate it too while he was there with her, why is the woman the one that is cursed and not Adam here?
He's cursed too.
He's cursed. They're all cursed.
He's cursed by the sweat of his brow.
Adam and Eve and the serpent.
Yes,
Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was cursed too.
I was going to tell you.
The curse specifically is death. He's going to die.
Yeah.
And then he's...
When he's doing the curse here, the serpent... Okay, he says... Where are you? Verse 13. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I know I'm getting ahead of it.
She blamed... Yeah. That's okay. She blamed the serpent.
Mm-hmm. And I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I will put enmity between you and the woman. Okay, so that's still cursing the serpent. Mm. And between the seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
But if you go back before that.
Then he says, to the woman, he says.
Yeah.
And here's where he curses the woman.
I will
greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and you shall rule over him. Okay, then to Adam, he said. So Adam gets a cursing too right there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with you now.
Yeah. Yeah, he got all of it. And it was kind of funny because they all blamed somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And
Adam said, this woman you gave me,
he blamed
God for giving him the woman. Yeah. This woman you gave me, right. you know.
And I was researching, you know, last week, my Bible says man. My Bible didn't say Adam
right.
until we get.
Right.
And I researched that, and it says because... in Hebrew, Adam means man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah. So they're really they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
You can. Mm-hmm. Right.
Just look at the discussion though that he had with God. You think about a discussion with God now.
There's no way in this world I'd say God, the woman you gave me,
or this or that was your fault. But they had that.
Closeness
with God in the Garden of Eden,
and that's,
they freely talked to him and shared their thoughts, evidently, And we get to do that someday.
Don't you? Yeah, but don't you talk to... Sometimes I talk to God and then I have to say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm probably being disrespectful. I talk to God like
that. Well, we have that right now because we're saved by grace.
Yeah.
We have the right to have that kind of relationship.
Now, Lord, you said, you know, and I might even use that kind of voice. And I say, oh, Lord, now I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm just being open with you.
No, I don't.
You don't. Yeah, well, yeah, I do. I talk to
God. They couldn't go to God and talk to him.
Right, right. He was inaccessible.
Say that again.
Whenever they ate the apple, lost their respect. You know, they lost.
Well, they were banned from the garden. They had to leave.
And they couldn't talk to God when they really wanted to.
They were separate. Right. All that, what she was talking about, all that changed after they.
But just the idea of being able to talk to God, just like you talk to each other, is just, I don't know. That's just really neat.
You know, and we don't know how much. How long it was before this happened, from the time they were created. We don't know how much time
they had before this happened.
How long they just stayed away from that tree, wouldn't even go close to it, playing it safe. You know, I don't want to get close to that.
Wanted to deceive him, and he ended up...
It's like if you're around a tree and it's got poison ivy all over. I'm not going there.
What are you mumbling about? I can hear you so well over here. You're just talking right under your breath.
Do you think that they couldn't talk to God? They couldn't talk to the Lord?
Well, I agree with you based on one thing. The Lord told them to be fruitful and multiply. And they hadn't had any children yet. So it probably hadn't been all that long.
You know,
and you're right. Satan will want to get on it right away. Yeah. So, any other questions before I close in prayer?
No, I was going to say something, but
go ahead.
I'm just wondering where they slept, where their house was, their beds, or.
Well, we don't know any of that. You know, that would just be.
They were in the garden, they didn't care about bugs and things.
They had a full size bed. Now they have sleeping twin beds.
You reckon they had a 2-story house for a woman?
We digress.
No, I was just.
Okay. All right, let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this. There's so much here today to look at, so much here in these first 7 verses for us to see and to study and to see how humans react. And we still do these same things today, Lord. We still give in to temptation. We still do those things, maybe just one restriction, and we do it anyway, Lord. And it's just our nature. We get it from Adam, and it's a struggle, Lord. We know what we're supposed to do, but the flesh is weak. And again, we pray for your grace, your saving grace, of course, and then your maintenance grace, what keeps us saved and what keeps us growing. And we need that, Lord, because we are fallible human beings, and we need to grow in you. And that's the most important thing we can do. In Jesus' name, amen.